Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now at the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechet Shkalim, which in the Bavli print is on Daf Tet Amud Bet at the bottom. Just a reminder that this podcast series is utilizing the text of the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi Institute has put out, and therefore there are sections that are printed in the Bavli, which evidently are not really part of the original text of the Yerushalmi, that we are omitting. HaTruma Mahayu Osinba. The first Mishnah, Perek Dalad. What would they do with the Truma Talishka? Lokhin Bat Midin Musafin V'Niskehem. They would take the Korbanot Tamid Musafin and the Nesachim that go with them. HaOmer Shtei Lechem Lech Laparim. The three public Menachot. V'chol Korbanot HaTzibur. All public Korbanot. Shomei Sfichin B'Shvi'it. Now this is a tricky issue. They would hire people to guard barley that was growing and wheat that was growing during Shemitah so that it could be harvested for the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. So notlim scharan mi trumat halishka. They would get paid by trumat halishka so that it would not belong to them individually. It would come from the tzibur. Rabbi Yossi Omer afrot semi nadev shomer chinam. He said that a person could volunteer to watch it for free. You have to agree, has to come Michel Tzibur, and therefore it cannot be watched by the individual even if he volunteers to do so. Okay, the Gemara immediately goes into Mara Azman Atzei Kohanim Va'am Limanot. Seemingly, starting from left field, the Mishnah, the beginning of the last chapter of Ta'anit, lists different dates the different families would bring the wood to the Mikdash, and they would donate the wood. We'll see how this dovetails back into our Mishnah. And as a result of that, they would have a family holiday on that day. One of them, parenthetically, was the 10th of Av. That'll come up in our Gemara. So what's the background? They came back to rebuild the Mikdash and found no wood there. So these people, these different families who were already there, they were part of the first return, evidently under Sheish Batzar, volunteered to bring their own wood, umasarum latzibur, but they handed them over to the tzibur, karubi yam korbanot tzibur, and then they used them to offer up korbanot tzibur. So the prophets there, which would assume is Zachari Malachi, made a condition, shafilu lishka mle'a etzim, mamdu elin advu etzim mishal atzman, even if the lishka is filled with etzim, but these guys, these families, the descendants came and voluntarily gave, shalei korban karvel mishal antchilah, that their wood will be the first one to be used. So that's why their names are mentioned. Yachad Rabbi Yossi, he said that follows Rabbi Yossi. Why? And now we come back to our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that an individual can voluntarily give something which becomes a korban tzibur. And so therefore, that Mishnah, that listing, would only follow Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Bishem Rabbi Ila, says Divrei HaKolhi. This is different. Rabbi Yossi, of course, so Rabbi Yossi the Amora, says that, no, that Mishnah is according to everybody. Ma pligin begufo shel korban. Our Mishnah is only in disagreement about the korban itself, the item itself that's used, like the grain. Avav machshirei korban, things like wood that's used just to help the korban along, kol amamodi, that's the Yerushalmi version for kulei alma, everybody agrees, shu mishtane korban yachid korban tzibur, you could turn a voluntary individual offering into a korban tzibur by handing it over to the tzibur, and therefore even chachamim would agree about the wood, and therefore the wood festival is something that the chachamim could sign off on. Festival in the sense of individual families. Now, we're going to come back to that. Tani Isha Shasa K'ton Livna Tzchalim Tzol Tzibur. Let's say you have a woman whose son is a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol, and she makes the garment for him. She has to hand it over to the Tzibur to give to him because it has to be Shel Tzibur. Rabbi Yachad Rabbi Yossi. So he says that must be Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Amarav HaRotzevi Nadev Shomer Chinam. And again, the notion that it would only be Rabbi Yossi who would allow an individual gift to come and then be turned into a public gift. No, everybody would agree. Same exact argument as before. Now, Nita Pligal Rabbi Yossi, but our Mishnah, we have a Braita that disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. Why? Those families have a holiday on that day every year, whether or not there's a Mikdash. So let's understand why. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Enan Nohagin, Ela B'Shat Korban. Rabbi Yossi, the Tana, disagrees and says that only applies when there's a korban. which means Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim disagree even about the Korban Eitzim, unlike what Rabbi Yossi the Amora claimed. V'od min hana detani Amara b'liyazav Rabbi Tzadok, and we'll come back to explaining how that works. But first, see this big. But anu hayinu mibnei Sanab ben Binyamin. We were the descendants of a particular family, and that family, as I mentioned, had their day on the 10th of Av. V'chal tisha b'av liot b'Shabbat, and tisha b'av fell on Shabbat. This is after the Churban. V'dachinu otol l'motzei Shabbat. So, like everybody else, we fasted on Saturday night. V'hayinu mitanin v'lo mashlimin, but we would not complete the fast because we still held it was a holiday. You know, here's the idea. According to Rabbi Yossi the Amora, everybody shouldn't be in agreement that the gift of the Eitzim is an absolute gift. And the holiday, therefore, is a perfectly good holiday, which would mean that after the Churban, there's no reason to celebrate it. But if, on the other hand, you accept the notion that according to Chachamim, the gift of the wood really is not the proper Korban Sibur, and it's just a commemoration for that family, then you could have the commemoration also without the Mikdash. In other words, for it to apply equally, whether there's a Mikdash or not, means that even during the Mikdash, it was not a real celebration, it was a commemoration. And that would mean that according to Chachamim, that when they gave the wood over, that wood really didn't work as a Korban Sibur, against Rabbi Yossi's opinion that Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim would agree with Machshirei Korban. Okay, Homer Shteil Lechem Lechapanim. We say that these things come from Korban Sibur. Ma'nitin to Rabbi Shmuel. That follows Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Eina Omer Ba Elam Min Surya. Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that the Omer and Shteil Lechem, those menachot, must come from Eretz Yisrael. If they must come from Eretz Yisrael, that means that Shemitah is always going to be a problem, and therefore we need to have Shomrei Sfichin, and therefore we need to pay them from Trumat HaLishka, so it's a public fund. Taman Taninan, we have a Mishnah in Menachot. Kol korbanot hayachid v'atzibur ba'in min ha'aretz v'chutz la'aretz. All korbanot can come from Eretz Yisrael, chutz la'aretz, v'na chadash, v'na yashan, from the old or from the new grains, chutz v'na omer shtei alechem. So for the omer shtei alechem, that of course have to be the first barley and the first wheat of that season, respectively. Shemayin min chadash u'min ha'aretz. They have to come from Eretz Yisrael. And so our comment is, Rabbi Chuna b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah du b'shmaili. That's again Rabbi Shmuel du b'shmaili amar ena omer ba min Surya. Right, and then we have another version of that. Taman Tanina Lo Zuvad El Kol Kavanat Tzivur Yachid Bayim Haaretz V'Chutz Laaretz Chadash Min Hashanach Vatz Omer Ashtei Lechem Shem Bayim Elam Min Chadash Min Haaretz. So it's an almost identical version. Chodem Hashem Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Shmuel Amar Now Rabbi Bab Misuria. So two alternative ways of reading it with a slight variation. Taman Tanina. So we have the famous Mishnah in Kelim at the beginning. It says Eser Kedushotain. There are 10 localities of Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshim Mikol Ha'atzot. The first one is that Eretz Yisrael is holier than the rest of the world. Umay Kedushata. How does that manifest itself? Shemavim Mimena HaOmer Bikurim Mishtei Lechem. That those gifts can only be brought from there. Bikurim would of course agree about, but Omer Mishtei Lechem. Hashem Mekim Mikol Ha'atzot. Mechol Mishem Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Shmuel. He claims that's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Eno Omer Ba Min Surya. Taman Tanina. We have the famous Breita about how to interpret Bacharisha v'katzir tishbot, if it's about Shabbat or if it's about Shemitah. And here we have something interesting, that Rabbi Shmuel, who otherwise is quoted as having it be about Charish b'Shabbat, here that same exact comment is about Shemitah. Ma Charish reshut af katzir reshut, just like plowing is always a voluntary act, there are no mitzvot having to do with plowing. Similarly, only harvesting, which is reshut, is prohibited. Yatsa Katsir HaOmer, as opposed to Katsir HaOmer, which in the Babli tradition, that's understood to be a reference to Shabbat, that Rabbi Shmuel allows cutting the Omer on Shabbat, here, it's related to Shemitah. And again, Rabbi Shmuel Kedatah, Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Nabom Omer Bamin Surya. Again, because you have to cut the Omer in Eretz Yisrael, and you have to bring it every year, clearly the Torah does not prohibit you from cutting the Omer on Shemitah. Yatsa Katsir HaOmer Shemitzvah. Okay. Now, have a man tana shomrei sfichim eshvitin olim schar mitumat halishka. So now let's go back to our Mishnah. Who is the author of the opinion that says that the people who watch the grains on Shemitah get their payment from tumat halishka? The answer is Rabbi Shmuel. That's where we've been working for towards in the last few paragraphs. And it's all Rabbi Shmuel who says you can't bring it from chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Yossi divrei hakol, Rabbi Yossi again says this is a matter of consensus. Because lo matzu b'surim, v'hino tol mitzvichin sh'beretz Yisrael. Even according to Chachamim, who say you can bring it from Surya, not from anywhere, but from Surya, agree that if you can't find it there, you bring it from Eretz Yisrael. So we still need to have people who are watching Sfichim in case we need the grains from Eretz Yisrael, and then there'll be Michel Tzibur. Now, Hain Omer, Maushi Yisrael Achan Itchila. So I ask a question. Are you allowed to plant the Omer, the barley, on Shemitah? He asked him, said, think about this. When you put the Omer together, all right, it's all going to be eaten except for one bit, the Kometz. Not going to be eaten. So, recently, when we were studying Psachim, we saw that there are five korbanot that come even though we're Tamei. If the old Tzibur is Tamei, but we don't eat them in that case. One of the Omer and Shtei Alechem. So he said, in the same way, they would still be allowed to plant the Omer, even though some of it's not going to be eaten, and we'll sort of treat it in that way. That's how we'll look at it. Now, Ketsaru Oset. How do we pay these watchers? And this is going to take us to a Mishnah that we'll see later on towards the end of the Perek about paying the workers in the Mikdash. But this is specifically about paying the guys who are watching the Sfichim. Now tell they take money from the money changers, the Gizbarim would take money from the money changers, and they'd give it to the Kotsrim, the Shomrim, to the guys who are cutting the barley and the guys who are watching it, actually Krava Omer, before the Omer is brought. And then before the Omer is brought, they would bring money from the Trumat Lishka, and then they would be Mechalelet on the money that they gave them, and then the money that they gave them is chol, and then the money that they're using to buy the omer is kodesh, and the omer is kodesh. The tavukain, is that appropriate? Rabbi Yachav Hashem, Rabbi Abba, komachi tein hein hein damam, mishavi shona. So that's totally fine, because essentially that's the payment that they were owed from the very beginning. As part of the problem is you're giving them payment for something that they haven't yet provided, which is the omer. The answer is this is the Omer might be worth $10, but it's worth a lot more than that if you figure all the labor involved in harvesting it and watching it and everything else, it's really worth more. Tani, af pifitche fatache avanim kein. The same thing is true about the jewel cutters who would cut the special jewels for the Kohen's garment. Ketzad oseh. How would they pay them? They'd give it to the cutters. Before they put it onto the form. Same thing. That's what it was worth from the very beginning. Okay, the next Mishnah. What else is bought with Trumat Lishka? Para, min para duma, sa'ir mishtaleach, b'tzetar yom kippur, lashon shel zehorit, the ribbon that goes between its horns, ba'in Trumat Lishka. Kevesh para, there was a ramp that they would build all the way from Yishalayim, Odahar as a team, to have the para walk on it. Kevesh sa'ir mishtaleach, and the ramp they would use to get the sa'ir mishtaleach out of the city. V'lashon shebein karnav, and the ribbon that would go between his horns. The other ribbon, sorry, was the one that hung up on the hechal. V'yamat hamayim, the water trench that would go through. V'chumat ha'ir migdolota, and the walls of the city, its turrets. Chotzorche ha'ir, anything that's needed for the city. Bayim nishar elishka, they come from the leftover coins that never made it into Trumat Lishka. Abashal omer, kevesh parakon golim osino to mishal atzman. Abashal says no. The ramp of the para was actually built by the kohanim golim with their own funds. We'll see something more about that later. Now, para circle that. Rabbi Shmuel Baruch Mamash Rabbi Yonatan. Shloshal shonotain. There are three ribbons that are out there. Shel sa'ir b'sela. The one used for the sa'ir, both the one between its horns and the one that's used to lead it, weighs a sela. Shel metzora b'shekel. The one that's used for tarat ha-metzora is a shekel. Twice as much. V'shel para v'shtei slaim. And para is double that. Is shtei slaim, the one that's thrown into the fire of the para. Chunya debrat chavran. That was where he's from. Bar zavda b'shem r'b'shem r'chalufuta. Shel para v'shtei slaim. He said it was 2.5 slaim, which is 10 zuz. Some people mention 10 zuz, but it's the same thing. The Gemara goes on. Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel. Tamidei chachamim amlamdin ha-kohanim hachot shchita, hachot kabbalah, hachot zrika. So the scholars who teach the kohanim how to do the avodah, the various avodot, they're paid by Trumat Lishka. And again, we have to work that whole chilul thing out so that the money is whole and they can use it. Yitzchak Baradifa b'shem imi mevakre mumim kodashim, mumei kodashim. The people who would come to investigate and make sure that the animals did not have a mum, they would also get paid from there. Rabbi Acham, Rabbi Tanchum Barchia, B'shem Rabbi Simlai, Magiye Sefer HaAzara. The Sefer HaAzara was the Sefer Torah kept in the Azara. The famous story about the three Sefers, Sefer HaAzara, and the end of Sefri in Zot HaBracha. But the people who would check the Sefer, make sure that it was proper and repair it, they'd also get paid from there. Gidol Minyan B'shem Asi, Shnei Dayanei Gzeilot. The great Dayanim in Shalayim, mentioned, of course, at the thirteenth parak of Tubot, Hanan and Admon. Now, Linscharim Tzvatalishka, the big judges in Shalayim, they paid from there. Shmuel Aman Hashim Harugot Parochet. What about the women who weave the parochet or parachot? Linscharim Tzvatalishka, they get paid from there. Rav Huna Amar Milishkat Berakabait, they get paid from Berakabait. Why, my opalig? Where they disagree? Shmuel Amavaka Korban. Shmuel treats it like a korban. He treats it like part of the building, and therefore it's paid from Betta Kabayit, not from Tshumat Lishka. Rabbi Chezkiah. Tana Rabbi Yehuda Grogorot. So this is Rabbi Yehuda Grogorot, and a Braita. A Ktoret v'chol Korbanot HaTzibur. So the Ktoret. Ba'im mitshumat Lishka. All right, we already knew Korbanot HaTzibur. But Mizbeach HaZahav v'chol Klei Sharet, the golden altar and all the Klei Sharet, ba'im mimotorei Nesachim. If people would bring Nesachim, and there was leftover funds, that would go into a special fund for the maintenance of the Mizbeach HaZahav and Klei Sharet. Mizbeach HaOlah, the big Mizbeach on the outside, V'Haichal Mazarot, the building itself, and the courtyards, Bein Mishar Elishka, they would come from the leftover funds that never made it into the baskets. Chutz LaAzarot, things that are outside, Bein Milishkat Berakabayit, that's Berakabayit. Ah, V'Tani Avnei Mizbeach HaYichal Mazarot Mualin Bahen. But we have a braita that says that Me'ila applies to the rocks that are even in the Azarot. And if that's from Shiarei HaLishka, where is the Me'ila? Hesh Me'ila B'Shiraim. The answer is, we've seen this before, Kerub Meir. Kerub Meir Amar says there's Me'ila B'Shiraim. Machina Na'akum Amar Meir Ela B'Toch Shato. Meir only said that there's Me'ila B'Shiraim during the year of that gift. In other words, you gave your machzit shekel for year one. So throughout year one, if it never made it in and it was always shirayim, then Rav Meir would say Me'il applies. Why does Rav Meir say that? Because Rav Meir says if they ran out of funds, they'd go to the shirayim to get more for the korbanot. But after the year's over, it can't be used for those korbanot anyway, so Me'il doesn't apply. And now, when we're talking about using the money for these buildings, etc., that's way later, so therefore, even he would not agree to Me'ila, so therefore, it's a challenge to the notion that that fund comes from the Sharia Lishka, and as often happens, the Yerushalmi leaves us hanging. I'm Rabbi Chizkia. Tana Rabbi Yehuda Grogorot, another Braita from the same Rabbi Yehuda Grogorot. Hashochan v'amnoam mizbachot v'aparachot. Me'akvin et ha-korban. So these are all the kelim that are on the inside. If they don't have it, you can't bring a korban. The very mayor. The only things that are indispensable for korban are the laver and its base. Vlomar ken Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Treyon Amrin, but these two Amorim said, kol hein tichtiv nochach me'akev. Anytime it says nochach, it has to be facing. Like, the shulchan is nochach ha-menorah. That's me'akev. That menorah is nochach shulchan, sorry. Tzela ino ma'akev, but if it has tzela on the side of it, it's not ma'akev, like the shulchan. V'yamar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yonatan, afilu tzela ma'akev. He says, no, even tzela is ma'akev. V'yamar Rabbi Ila b'shem Shmuel bar Nachman, afilu sima ma'akevet. Even if it says tasim, you have to put it there, it's ma'akev. So how can you say that the Chachamim would say only the laver is ma'akev? V'chananya kan rodot shemitim, kan shemot rodot shemachutz. Very simple answer. Is if you're doing an avodah bifnim, then all those things are ma'akev. If you're doing a regular avodah, like a korban olah, or almost any chatat, or any shlamim, then the only thing that's ma'akev is the kiyor of a kano. I'm Rechanina. Shachatzik d'olah ita b'vnei kohanim gdolim. The kohanim gdolim were very haughty. Shiyotem v'shishim kikarei zahav ayan kivshah shal para omeid. The ramp for the kevet, for the para, would be 60 talents of gold. It's an amazing amount. No coin gutter would allow the para to go out on another fellow's ramp. He'd tear it down and rebuild his own. And that was Gava. So he challenged that. We have a tradition that Shimon Tzadik, perhaps the greatest of the Kohanim, Abayit Sheni times, had two parot that happened in his lifetime. And he used a different ramp for each one. So Idachem Shimon HaTzadik Shachatzayah, do you think he was a haughty person? He was Shimon HaTzadik. So my kedon, the answer is Al Shem Malah he Sulsuli Parah. The answer is that he had two ramps because it's a special Malah that each Parah, special ramp is built, and that's why the Kohanim would do it, not because of haughtiness. Tani Zizinu telling that Yosim Mikan Mikan Kedela Yisshilaitzio Kohanim Vitamu. That when they had the ramp, they also had walls up so that the Kohanim would not peek over and by accident, inadvertently, lean over and be ma'ahil if there was a mate below and become tamei. Okay, the next Mishnah, which is Halacha Dalid, in the printed Mishnah, it's called Halacha Gimel, and within our Bavli, it's the continuation of Bet. Matter of fact, reading it, this may have shown up earlier. I apologize for if you had to skip around a little bit. Motar Sharei Lishka. What would happen with the remainder of the Sharei Lishka, the money that never made it into the baskets? Masin Bahen, Lokhin Bahen, Yenoch, Manim Vesaltot, Masachal Hektish. They would invest in wine and oil and flour that would be needed for Nesachim, and the Hektish would then profit. In other words, they'd invest in it, and then they'd sell it at a greater amount, and the Hektish would profit, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, you don't invest with Hektish money, because what if they lose? And you're also not allowed to invest charitable funds. You have to keep them as is. Now, Ela Imrat Tzayi, I have said Shalom, Aschad Hektish Mutar. But the Gemara then adds that if you want to invest, and if it goes down, you'll pay the difference, then it's Mutar. Kehada, we have a story. Barzimina, itpakid gabe madal diatmin. Particular fellow was asked to watch money of yatomim, orphans. Ata v'shal Rabbi Mana. He asked Rabbi Mana if he could invest it. Marlei in ba'it dihafsada didach v'agra ditarvechon. If you agree that if there's a loss, you'll bear the loss, but if there's profit, you'll share it, then shari, then it's mutar. So same thing with hektish. Chibra abba ada itpakid gabe madal diatmin rabbi kain. Here, a rabbi actually did that. Okay, but now the next halacha is going to take us really a little bit further than we're going to go, so we're going to only read part of the Mishnah. It's halacha hey. In the printed Mishnah, it's halacha dalad en hey. I'll stop at the end of dalad there. And in the Talmud, it's a continuation of bet and then the beginning of gimel. So we're going to just do the end of bet part. Motar truma la yosinba. What would they do with the surplus of the truma talishka? They would use it to cover the plating of gold in the Kodesh Kodoshim. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, no motar peirot, if they sold wine and flour and oil, whatever's left over, kayitza mizbeach, then they'd use that for korbanot, the end of Adar, to just keep the mizbeach going. Motar truma, if there was extra truma, the clay shard, used for clay shard. We keep all mayor, motar truma, kaitza mizbeach. No, the extra truma was used for kaitza mizbeach. Motar nesachim, so he has it flipped, the clay shard. So he has the opposite of Rabbi Shmuel. Mechalan skana koanim omer, motar nesachim, Rabbi Kiva has motar nesachim. If somebody brought nesachim and they had surplus, that goes to clay shard. He doesn't have motar perot. So he has a flip on Rabbi Akiva, but lo zevazel lo hayu modim peirot. Both of them agreed that we do not have motar peirot because we don't invest in peirot, as we saw in the previous Mishnah against Rabbi Shmuel. So if you have one text to Yishama that has more Mishnah, skip that. We'll get back to it later. In the meantime, go to the Talmud Kula de Rabbi Shmuel. That's entire Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel because it allows for investing in peirot. In the Shmanim, etc. Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef Pater Matnita, he solved it this way. Motar Perot, Schar Lahektesh, Motar Nesachim, Zusei Arvi'it. If there's surplus Perot, then that's only when the profit is going Lahektesh. If there's extra Nesachim, then that's the Sei Arvi'it that we're going to see later on. If somebody committed to supply certain material, grains or oils, whatever it is, at let's say a price of 4, and then it went down, he still has to pay 4, so the Hektish gets that extra one. That's Motar Nesachim. Miyocham Patamanita, Motar Perot, Zusei Arvi'it. Motar Nesachim, Leperutzim. What's Motar Nesachim? Is when you poured it in, and it was over the limit, like a heaping amount, so they level it out, whatever is left over is the Motar Nesachim. V'leir V'chiyah by Yosef, Leperutzim. The first opinion doesn't accept Perutzim. It's the same thing, meaning any surplus that comes in, whether it's because of a surplus, because the price went down and you're still committed to the old price, or because of the heaping amount, Either way, that's the motar. Al dato rechia by Yosef necha in mistakrim mishal hakdesh aflo mishal ani v'chazev ezel oyim odin peirot. We understand according to rechia by Yosef that Rav Chanan Tzchanan Kohanim and Rav Akiva agreed that we do not buy and sell the peirot. That Rav Yochanan kashet. So Rav Yochanan has a difficulty because Rav Yochanan interpreted as being about that. Tanin and Amdu Mishalosh Sabik Be'arba. We have the Mishnah later on that says that if he committed to paying at 4 and then it went down to 3, he still has to pay at 4. Then Zevazelo Yimudu Mipeirot. And yet Rabbi Kiva and Chananus Kanakonim says we don't do business in that. So Yimudu Mipeirot Be'kaitz Lizbeh. Well, Dina Yubakle Sharet. They wouldn't agree to use peirot in that way for kaitz lemizbeach, but they would agree that if somebody had committed to that amount and now was paying extra because the price had gone down, it would go for klei sharet. Now, ad kedon berutzei tzibur, the berutzim, the over amount, the heaping amount, we heard about for tzibur. Afilu berutzei yachid, probably that should be flipped. V'lonetzu klei sharet ba'in mishal yachid, but if that's the case, then that means that if an individual brings his korban, his grain offering, let's say, and puts too much in, and we say the motar goes for klei sharet, then klei sharet are now being bought with private money, and we want them to be tzibur. So the solution is the same one that we had before, with the kohen gadol's mother making a garment, has to hand over the tzibur. Same thing here, you hand over the tzibur, it's mishal tzibur, it's not mishal yachid. Ad kedon, be would say, it should be yavesh. Vafil would say, alach, meaning, we agree so far about heaping dry measures. What about liquid measures? Then Taman, we have a brayta that says, "Anasachim shekachu b'kliyin sa zevach pasul." If you put nesachim into the kli and they're kadosh, and then the zevach that they're associated with is pasul, and miyesham zevach acher yikrevu imo. If there's another korban, then you could bring the nesachim with that korban. Mavi pasul belina. If not, then you have to be pasul them, which means you can't use them. Which means Beirut Sei Lach really cannot go for any other motar. It's only Beirut Sei Yavesh, dry measures that can be used that way. Okay, we're going to stop at this point. In some Girsot, really in the middle of something, we're going to stop at this point. We're going to go back to the rest of that Mishnah about motar Ktoret, and then we'll go back to the Talmud at this particular point. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.